Dear friend, now in the dusty, clockless hours of the town, when the streets lie black and steaming in the wake of the water trucks, and now when the drunk and the homeless have washed up in the lee of walls, in alleys or abandoned lots, and cats go forth high-shouldered and lean in the grim perimeters about, now in these soot-blacked brick or cobbled corridors, where light wire shadows make a gothic harp of cellar doors, no soul shall walk save you. Old stone walls unplumbed by weathers, lodged in their striae fossil bones, limestone scarabs rucked in the floor of this once inland sea, thin, dark trees through yon iron palings where the dead keep their own small metropolis, curious marble architecture, stele and obelisk and cross and little rain-worn stones, where names grow dim with years. Earth packed with samples of the casket-maker's trade, the dusty bones and rotted silk, the deathware stained with carrion. Out there under the blue lamplight, the trolley tracks run on to darkness, curved like cockheels in the pinchbeck dusk. The steel leaks back the day's heat. You can feel it through the floors of your shoes. Past these corrugated warehouse walls, down little sandy streets where blown-out autos sulk on pedestals of cinder block. Through warrens of sumac and pokeweed and withered honeysuckle, giving on to the scored clay banks of the railway. Gray vines coiled leftward in this northern hemisphere. What winds them shapes the dogwhelk's shell. Weeds sprouted from cinder and brick, a steam shovel reared in solitary abandonment against the night sky. Cross here. By frog rails and fish plates where engines cough like lions in the dark of the yard. To a darker town, past lamps stoned blind, past smoking oblique shacks and china dogs and painted tires where dirty flowers grow. Down pavings rent with ruin, the slow cataclysm of neglect, the wires that belly pole to pole across the constellations hung with kite string, with bolos composed of hobbled bottles or the toys of the smaller children. Encampment of the damned. Precincts, perhaps, where dripping lepers prowl unbelled. Above the heat and the improbable skyline of the city, a brass moon has risen, and the clouds run before it like watered ink. The buildings stamped against the night are like a rampart to a farther world forsaken, old purposes forgot. Countrymen come from miles with the earth clinging to their shoes and sit all day like mutes in the marketplace. This city constructed on no known paradigm, a mongrel architecture reading back through the works of man in a brief delineation of the aberrant, disordered, and mad. A carnival of shapes upreared on the river plain that has dried up the sap of the earth for miles about. Factory walls of old dark brick, tracks of a spur line grown with weeds, a course of foul blue drainage where dark filaments of nameless dross sway in the current. Tin panes among the glass and the rusted window frames. There is a moon-shaped rictus in the street lamp's globe where a stone has gone, and from this aperture there drifts down through the constant helix of aspiring insects a faint and steady rain of the same forms, burnt and lifeless,